The Bird Show.
Did you miss Desperate Housewives last night? Tell them what they missed here.
Well, there was a situation where Lynette had to drop off her kids to Bree's house. Bree did the babysitting. Her kids misbehaved, as they always do on that show. And Bree gave one of the sons, Porter, a spanking. Well, Lynette doesn't believe in spankings, and what she found out about it later was furious that her friend had spanked her child.
Who outside of your family, and let's take teachers out of this, also has spanked you? I think that's pretty commonplace.
Yeah.
Good morning. Is it Beth?
Yes, it's Beth.
Hello, you're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hey. I was spanked when I was probably about 4 years old by a good friend of the family. Our moms were really close. I was friends with the daughter. And I had done something that wasn't really worth being spanked normally by my mom. And we were at a mall in Memphis when I was living there. And she just tore my butt up. I remember just being spanked. And my mom was horribly pissed. I mean, she thought that it wasn't even, like, she shouldn't have done it to begin with. And she just, it kind of made her really mad because it wasn't her place to do it.
It's so funny how you said, well, first of all, I'm amazed that you remember that at four. And then also that it just shows you how kids will push the limit as far as they can, because you just said that she punished you for something that your mom would have let you get away with. Not, you know, she wouldn't have spanked you for what you did. And so it's funny how you pushed until you knew the limit.
Well, actually, it was her daughter that hit me on, too. So it was kind of like I got in trouble, and her daughter was always the perfect angel, and we went out together. And
we were still bitter.
All these years.
I think you would find, like, in most cases, because I think Lynette was relieved when the kids got spanked, even though it was by somebody else. I think she was kind of relieved by it. Like, in the end, I think she was thankful about the whole thing.
Well, she ended up using it to her advantage later on in the episode.
What did she say? I'll take you over to Bree's house?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
Good morning, Susan. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
When were you spanked?
Oh, I did. I have never been spanked myself. I have spanked.
Okay.
Okay.
I used to babysit three children, and one of them, and their parents did not spank, but one of them one evening just flew into a rage, and he rushed up the steps, and he had his fist back, and I picked him up by the wrist, and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to spank him, and then I thought, no, I'm not, and then I thought, yes, I am, and I whapped him on his rear end, and I sat him down, and he said, you spanked me, and I said, I will spank you again, and he said, you can't spank me, and I said, yes, I can. And then I said, well, I don't speak to you that way, and you're not going to speak to me that way, and I'm just not going to have it. And his brother sat there, and everyone was very quiet, and he said, I'm very sorry. And then he said, I'm going to tell my mommy, and I said, I hope you do. And they got home, and I said, I spanked your son, and they said, good, because he needed that. And I said, well, why didn't you do it? And they said, well, because we don't believe in spanking.
Yeah, it's the exact same storyline we saw last night.
And the thought I had when she was talking about the kids saying, you can't spank me. Again, kids are smart, and they know the limits. And if that's a timeout kid, then they're used to negotiating the time and this stuff. And so, like,
timeout kid. Now it's a whole generation.
It really is. I have issues with timeout. I got to be honest with you.
Well, you go to timeout and think about your issues.
Exactly. No, you're going to get spanked.
I have a friend who is a fierce non-spanker, and I think that it would ruin our friendship if I ever spanked her child. Like, I watch her child, you know, here and there when she's, you know, and she's three, so she's at that stage where she is pushing your buttons and pushing your boundaries, and she's never had a freak out on me. But I know that my friend is such a fierce non-spanker that if I did it, we would never speak again. She would be that furious with me. And when I watched the episode last night, I didn't think it was that big of a deal because I came from a household where it was normally just the fear of getting spanked. All you had to do was get one spanking, and that was about it for me. But my friend and I have had this conversation. She said in her house, she got spanked a lot more than one time, and it wasn't just the fear of being spanked. There was lots of spankings, and that she felt like it was out of control, and she doesn't want to become that. Mm-hmm. She's like, I know I have that in me because it was the way that I was raised. I know that I could become that mother, and she's like, I don't want to make those same mistakes that my mother did. So she's a very fierce non-spanker, whereas I am somewhere in the middle. I'm like, I don't think you got to spank for everything, but I think if you have it, it's an authority line there. I mean, I think kids that have the fear of being spanked are in line a lot more than the ones that aren't.
I've seen very few families where they are totally, like, nuts about not spanking. where the kids are really in control and intel. I know I hate to say that, but
it was true.
You should, next time you babysit that kid, you should say, I just want to let you know that he misbehaved. So I didn't spank him because I know you're upset about that, but I burned him a little.
You think that'd be better?
No, yeah. I branded him. I hope you don't mind.
I burned him somewhere, but the scar won't be visible unless he's wearing short sleeves. But don't. So I just
don't be alarmed.
But yeah, we didn't spank. But I didn't spank.
And just so you know, after he cried for a half hour, I put ice on it. So it probably will heal up in a few years.
Cool. Jeff, can you never babysit for me?
Yeah, no problem. You don't have to ask me that question twice.
Hey, Ashley, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, Bert.
Hi.
Hi. I spanked a child that I was babysitting for when I was about 15. He had ADD, and his mom gave me a paddle and told me that if he acted up, he was to get 4 hits with it because that was the only way they could make him behave.
Wow.
Even medicine, and so they said that if they spanked him enough, he would understand what right and wrong was. And if I didn't do it when I was babysitting, then he would get confused.
I'm curious, what did he do to force you to paddle him at 15?
The only thing that he ever did when I was babysitting was he was outside, and he was allowed to play outside by himself, but he was to stay in the front yard. He ran off to the neighbor's house and was hiding in the woods, and I couldn't find him. And he was supposed to be on the porch, and I could see him from where I was at, and he ran across the street. And when I went to go get him, he was hiding in a ditch in the woods, and it took me about a half an hour to find him, and that was the only time I had spanked him in about 3 years.
And you were 15 at the time?
Uh-huh.
See, that, I don't know that I would put that kind of responsibility or authority in a 15-year-old's hands. If it was my kid.
Plus, if you're thinking enough, and he was really bad, and you're only supposed to hit him 4 times, and he's an ADD kid, you could hit him like twice, and then show him something colorful, and then hit him like 3 more times, then like ask him to sing a song with you, then whack him 4 more times, and he'll come home and only got hit 4 times.
Well, I think Bert, you brought this up.
Look, a bird.
The issue was not necessarily the spanking part, but it was the fact that these kids last night in the episode were at Bree's house.
Yeah.
So it was like, they had to follow another set of rules rather than their own rules at home.
Yeah, that's the bigger question, is if somebody else is watching your kids, whose set of rules are they under at that point? Yours? Theirs? That's a real fine line to walk there, Good morning, Carmelo. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, guys, man, you guys have an awesome show. You guys have just defined growing up as a kid in the early 70s in Brooklyn. I got beat so many times by parents. One time headed home after, like, a bully fight, I just went home, threw myself across the bed, handed my father
the Take this. I think it's more the fear than anything else, because I can only remember my dad, like, spanking me maybe 3 times. Just the thought of it just scares the hell out of me even today,
Yeah, my dad only had to spank me 1 time ever, and Millie Pete maybe twice, and that's it. I mean, and I never had to get spanked at school because I didn't want that punishment. To me, that was proof that I didn't do right, and I really wanted to do right.
I know I've talked to a lot of parents that feel like if they spank their kids, if they get to the point where they spank their kids, that they've failed as parents. That they feel like there should be another way to be able to teach your child right and wrong before you have to do anything physical. And once it gets to that point, you have failed at that point.
I just feel, though, that you can't, and this is my personal feeling, and no, I don't have kids, for anybody that calls up and says, what do you
got?
You
got no right to comment on this.
Exactly.
You ain't got no kids.
No, my opinion is legitimate, child or no child. I think that it bothers me to see certain parents negotiate with their child. You don't negotiate with a 3-year-old. You teach the 3-year-old right from wrong, and spanking is a part of it. No, I don't think you should abuse your child. But, I mean, when parents don't want to be stern with their children, I don't know. What are you trying to prove? That you're not mean? That you want to be friends with your child? Your child's going to have plenty of friends. You got plenty of friends. Your child and you don't need to be friends until you're both adults.
And it kind of like reinforces that whole thing about kids needing boundaries and structure and all that kind of stuff, too. I mean, I think timeout's just too fluid for them to understand it. You know what I mean? I mean, I think that they understand it to a point, but I think they can negotiate their way out of it and weasel their way out of it and never really pay consequences for bad behavior,
I've never seen one of these negotiations last any longer than 10 seconds where they actually had the kids' attention. Like, I see the parent get down there eye to eye, and the negotiation starts, and the kid is all over the place after 5 seconds.
Sure.
I think Jessica and I have decided, we haven't talked it over with Jessica, but I think she'll be cool with this. We're going to do timeout, but we're going to do it in the closed garage with the car running. Same. And we're going to teach the kid about carbon monoxide poisoning. So
they pass out?
Right. Well,
once
no.
they pass out, you'll bring them back in?
Right. Well, no, maybe they might not get that. Like, you know, hey, listen, if you do time out again, you're going in the garage, and we're starting both cars.
I think you're ready.
And then they'll start to do the math and realize they've only got, you know, like 8 minutes before they're gone.
And then they're going to freak out every time the ignition starts on the car, too.
Right. And,
there
then,
you go.
And that'll keep them from asking to borrow the car.
What?
Like, I really want to raise my kid. Like, I think the guy who did the Truman Show was onto something. Like, create unnecessary fears in your children so that they don't bother. Like, I'm going to teach them that.
To make it more convenient for you.
Right. Like,
right.
Right. When they're young, you know, when they're young enough to know the word cookie and stuff, I'm going to put, like, you know, a razor or a thumbtack or something in one cookie.
Good God,
then they'll
man.
Never want cookies again.
You're right. Sick.
What?
You're sick.
Just like, the thoughts are sick enough.
Hot sauce on potato chips. Like, I'm going to keep them out of junk food.
How about the timeout when you just leave the house for a week? You send them to their room, you just split.
Yeah.
Go on vacation.
That works. See, now that is good.
Well, the thought has never crossed my mind, that's for sure.
The Bird Show.